So here's my question. My question is, I'm pro-choice, and I think it's important to be pro-choice. And one of the issues that I have, one of many, but this is the one I want to ask you, address to you, is it seems like that if you are okay abortion, then it seems like that is not a pro-life movement to me. It's more of a pro-birth movement. And what I say about that is because that argument seems I want to make sure I'm saying it the right way, but that argument seems like it's lending itself to say that we want these kids to be born, you know, these births to happen. But once the baby's out, I want to know what kind of support is going to be given to the family once they're born. And I saw that lacking when I was talking to members in my church.
Well, Tom, here's my question, somewhat of a direct one. What happens to these children if they aren't born? What happens to these unborn children if they are not born?
They're aborted.
What does that mean, though, to abort them?
The life.
What does it do to them?
That was in the mother is killed.
Okay, so even if we couldn't support these children after they're born, do you think it's right that we should kill them before they are born?
Yes.
Okay, do you think it should be okay to kill born children we can't support?
No.
Okay, so you treat some humans differently based on where they live, like whether in the womb or not in the womb?
Exactly, because what I don't agree with, and I don't agree with it respectfully, by the way, because I understand, I think I see where you're going with it, is that the way you're framing the argument is you're framing it that the child is a child or is a human, whether they're in the womb or not, and that's not a belief that I hold.
Okay,
do you have any
evidence to support your belief that they are not human in the womb? Because I have evidence they are. Okay, do you think that your belief that has no evidence should be the law?
Yes.
So you want a belief that has no evidence, which is, you could call it a kind of religious belief, and make it a law that everyone else has to follow?
No, and that's the beauty of the pro-choice. I personally, for myself, I wouldn't have me or my wife have an abortion.
Why?
But I think it's important for every woman to choose to have an abortion.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you want your wife to have an abortion?
Because I think that there is. I think that we do have the means. I think that we would be able to have a baby and support it and love it. But at the same time, if my wife was raped, then I would want her to have an abortion if that's what she chooses.
Okay, and I think let's consider that's the situation. I think rape is a very, very difficult issue. And I agree that a lot of times rapists, they're not even punished sufficiently. And the women involved, they've been horribly victimized. But suppose you and your wife have relations one day and then, you know, she were in a tragic circumstance, was raped, and you didn't know if the child was your child or the rapist's. And the doctors do a test and it turns out it's your child. And then your wife gives birth and the child's lying in the crib and they call back. The doctors say, "We made a mistake. It turns out this child is from the rapist, not from you, and the child's about 3 months old lying in the crib." Do you think your wife should have the right to kill that product of rape lying in the crib?
No.
Okay, so it comes back to the main issue that no, because that's a human, but you haven't given us any evidence to think that child would be less human prior to birth. And I would consider it a form of discrimination to say that where you live, if you live in the womb, you're not human. How is saying that where someone lives gives them value any less arbitrary than saying that their gender or their race gives them value?
No, it's a great point. And I think if you follow that line of thinking, I would agree. But where I stop agreeing is once that sperm hits the egg, I don't believe that person becomes a human being. I believe that there's other things that are involved.
We're going to get into that, I'm sure, as the next hour and a half transpires. Factually, you're not correct there. There is superabundant biological evidence that what the pro-choice side would call the products of conception is, in fact, not a potential human being, but a human being with potential. The very same person that is talking to you now and is talking to me from Carmichael, Tom, you can trace you and I back to that first fundamental primal moment where mom and dad's sperm and egg meet, and that organism, that human person, although very, very small. See, we believe in the Dr. Seuss protocol, that a person is a person no matter how small, and they deserve the same rights under the law as their elder brothers who happen to differ in time, oxygen, and charm. But Tom, you're a fair-minded guy. I'm really glad you called. Please call back. I wish more callers from opposing viewpoints were so ironic. We appreciate that very much, Tom, and can keep on listening.